Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam. Chicago's migrant crisis is getting worse every single day. The migrant crisis is now resulting in public health problems in the city of Chicago. And some fear that the public health crisis may spread across the country. In Chicago, there are cases of measles, and there are cases of tuberculosis, also called TB. This is very concerning. The news is very disturbing. Measles and tuberculosis. And these problems seem to be taking place among the migrant population, which means that the migrants who are coming from outside the country are probably bringing these diseases with them, measles and tuberculosis. Reportedly, more than 55 measles cases have been confirmed in the city of Chicago. And now, the city is reporting a small number of TB cases. A small number of cases. That's the term, that's the language that's been reported in the news. Small number of cases. The logical question is, what exactly does small number of cases mean? What do you mean by small number? If you say small number to 100 people, the individuals are going to interpret small number differently. A small number could mean one or two cases. A small number could mean seven or eight cases. I don't know. I mean, different people will interpret this differently. What exactly does small number mean? The local government in Chicago is not being transparent. People need to understand the magnitude of this problem. How many cases of tuberculosis are there? Simply saying small number, that doesn't mean anything. And these are infectious diseases that we're talking about. So the diseases can spread and affect other people. So there needs to be transparency. But in Chicago, we see a lack of transparency. The government imposed many mandates and rules and restrictions on the American people during COVID pandemic. Do you remember all that? Do you remember the vaccine mandates, the mask mandates, the social distancing guidelines, the stay-at-home orders, the shutdowns and the lockdowns? Do you remember all of that? The government imposed many rules and restrictions on the American people during COVID pandemic. But now the government is allowing the migrants to come into the United States and to bring with them all these illnesses. And as a result, American citizens are at risk. Public health is being adversely impacted. This is unacceptable. And Chicago is a city of over 2.6 million people. It's a very populated city. And so contagious illnesses can spread very easily in a big city like Chicago. But the liberal politicians, they seem to not care about public health. Otherwise, they would, if the liberal politicians cared about public health, they would not allow millions and millions of migrants to come into the United States to the southern border. But that's exactly what the politicians have done. The Biden administration kept the border open, and millions of migrants have poured into the United States, and many liberal politicians continue to call their cities sanctuary cities, and these migrants are going to sanctuary cities, and they are adversely affecting public health. Now, the question is, you have to think about it. I mean, just think about it. How many migrants are out there with measles and tuberculosis? In Chicago, they detected some cases of illnesses. But think about all the migrants spread all over the country and ask the question, how many undetected illnesses, contagious illnesses, there may be? How many migrants are sick? We don't know. But we do know that there are contagious illnesses in the migrant population. There are migrants living in the general population. Over 10 million illegal immigrants have come into the country since Biden came to power. And imagine how many migrants with undetected infectious diseases may be out there. And do you think that more and more diseases are out there that will spread? Do you think that Americans are at risk of being infected with contagious illnesses because of the flood of immigrants? I'll let you answer those questions. Think about these questions. Think about these questions. Think about public health. I know that tuberculosis can be fatal. It's caused by a bacteria that can attack various parts of the body, such as the lungs, the kidneys, the brain, etc. And I'm concerned not just about measles and TB. I'm thinking about what other illnesses may be out there among the migrants in Chicago and elsewhere in the country. So the city of Chicago health officials have said that they will continue to offer treatment to the people. I mean, of course, they will. They have to. There's no other option because these are infectious illnesses, infectious diseases that we're talking about. Those who are affected by contagious illnesses, they will need treatment. Otherwise, the diseases will spread. So I understand that the health officials are saying that they'll continue to offer treatment to the people. But as a country, we have to think about how we arrived at this point. How did we get to this point that we're now seeing, we continue to see a flood of illegal immigrants. And since Biden came to power, millions and millions of illegal immigrants have arrived into the U.S. Just in the last few years, more than 10 million illegal immigrants have come into the country. So how did we get to this point? It's because the Biden administration has kept the border open. It's because of the Biden administration's open border policy. That's the source of this crisis. The open border policy is adversely affecting our government budgets, our public health, and is also leading to more crimes and unrest in communities across the country. This is Joe Biden's border crisis. My friends, share with me your thoughts. I look forward to hearing from you, and I want to thank you all once again for continuing to listen to my podcast. I truly appreciate it. And like I said, please share with me your thoughts, your comments. If you have questions, please let me know. Thanks once again for continuing to listen to my podcast, and I hope to be back again soon with a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam.